Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling here on the unofficial WWE podcast. Today is Sunday, August 8th, 2021. You guys know what that means. It's boss time. Why? No reason. I'm the big dog, Mimi Burris, and we have a whole lot to talk about here in This Week in Wrestling, so let's get into it right after this.
Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce.
Oh! Yeah. Dogfood! He's covered in dogfood!
Very elevated up and over the top of the assistant.
Barely knocked it down!
Are you kidding me?
You ruined my life! I told you I was going to ruin yours!
I feed a whole family with this title!
As always, I hope you have all had a wonderful week this week, this wonderful first week of August, I think. Yes, 8th, technically, math. All right. Yes, I hope you have all had a wonderful week. As we're wrapping summer up, as we're closing in on SummerSlam, as we're getting closer and closer to All Out in Chicago and Grand Slam, get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated, or do whatever you want, just don't leave the house. And with all that being said, guys, I was spoiled for choice in regards to low for the week this week. We're just going to get right into it this week. I'm not going to give you all of the hoopla that I normally do. Besides, go subscribe on Patreon. It's $1 a month, all these shows ad free. And there's a bunch of other tiers too with other fun stuff. Or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts for something like $2.99, I think. All these shows ad free. Who likes ads? I don't. Go check it out if you have not already. Okay, now we're going to get right into the low for the week because, yeah, who needs all the hoopla? Let's just talk about some of the crap that went on in this week in wrestling. And let's get negative, Logan. First of all, yay, Mustafa Ali gets a huge pop in his hometown of Chicago on Raw. And what do? They make him lose. Good stuff. Rough match between Tamina and Doudrop with, of course, another funky finish. We got to see Damian Priest and John Morrison again. And then we got to see Damian Priest Ricochet versus John Morrison and Sheamus. So that was content filling. We got Keith Lee beating the NXT World Championship. Beating the NXT World Heavyweight Champion. Because let's continue to be your champions. That makes sense. And we had all those awful releases this week. You guys are probably like, oh, you've been, you know, saying Keith Lee should be winning matches, whatever. That's great. Yeah, not against Karrion Kross. Just don't book this match. It's that simple. It is that simple. In regards to NXT, I mean, it was NXT. It was watchable for the most part. There wasn't that much that I was just like, ugh, about. Though they released one part of Diamond Mine, the faction they literally just debuted. And Jake Atlas and Mercedes Martinez and Bronson Reed and so many more. Depressing. Depressing stuff. It's hard to get invested in any characters at this point because they might be released, guys. And on AEW Dynamite, you guys heard my vicious rant probably if you listened to the AEW Dynamite review show. If you didn't, what are you doing here? Go check that out, or just go check that out after this show. But yeah, we're probably going to talk a little bit more on AEW later on, but definitely some good stuff there. But there was, like I said, there was some stuff that I definitely moaned about. And damn it, I said I was not going to swear on this show, and I already did it. All right. Well, I didn't say it on the show, but I said to myself I wasn't going to swear on the show, and I already did it. We had this weird thing on SmackDown where she had a chance. Zelina Vega got a championship match, then she didn't get a championship match, and it was pointless and stupid. And guess what? We got to see Dominic Mysterio versus one of the Usos again. So that was new. I just want to say funky finish on that match. Funky finish on the match, the Intercontinental title contender match thing. Yeah, of course, DQ, because that made a whole lot of sense. Distraction finish on Tegan Nox versus Tamina. I did love that Edge Seth Rollins thing for the most part. That was probably the best thing on SmackDown. We did get a clean finish in one match, and that was the Street Profits versus the Dirty Dogs. And I guess in Bianca Belair versus Zelina Vega, which was a good match as well, and Finn Balor and Baron Corbin. But for the most part, guys, I think it was about half the matches had weird, funky finishes, so that gets you really invested. But yeah, I'm giving my low for the week, the official low for the week this week, guys, to AEW and this segment with Red Velvet and Britt Baker. And why am I doing that? Because there was a lot of other stuff that was way worse than this segment, for sure. But if you guys know me, you know that I am emotionally invested in AEW. Like, I will not be able to be emotionally invested in WWE ever again at this point because they're terrible at their jobs. The wrestling is just content at this point. The matches all end in disqualifications or funky finishes or whatever. You can't just have someone to get a clean victory anymore. Wins and losses don't matter. Championship matches are thrown out for the sake of it and then taken away for the sake of it, which makes no sense. The Fiend gets lit on fire and then beaten with an RKO and a draping DDT. I can't invest. I don't know how any of you invest anymore. And every now and then there is a bright spot, sure. But that the 10% of a bright spot, and that's being generous compared to the 90% of crap I watch on a daily basis from WWE. Yeah, I'm unable to be emotionally invested anymore at this point. And honestly, I don't know how much longer this show is going to go on because I don't know how much longer I can spend that much amount of my week watching WWE television. I don't really know if I want to support this company anymore. Not that I watch them on cable because I don't have cable. And not that I buy any of their tickets or anything. But I do have a subscription to Peacock. I had that already though for The Office. Because great show. If you have not watched The Office, go watch The Office. Actually got a really great That's What She Said shirt the other day. And I'm still happy about it because that show is timeless. So yes, as I just completely went on a tangent there, our official low for the week goes to Britt Baker accepting Red Velvet's challenge for a AEW Women's Championship match at Rampage in Pittsburgh. Again, if you listen to my Dynamite review show, you already heard me go off on this. AEW continues to not put any effort into its women's division, continues to not tell stories in its women's division, has probably one of the biggest stars ever on their hands at this point, at least especially in women's wrestling, but just period. She is a draw for sure, and you're not even giving her reasons to be a draw. She's just being herself and being a draw. Imagine if they actually, like, you know, put some steam behind her, guys, in Britt Baker. Britt Baker's got it. Whatever it is, you know, a lot of wrestlers talk about, you know, certain guys or whatever just had it. Britt Baker has it. And they are continuing to not decide whether or not she's a heel or a babyface, or pushing this whole heel thing while she's clearly getting cheered. They take their probably, if you want to not, if you don't want to call Britt Baker a babyface, then they have their number one babyface being built in Red Velvet, who's 21-4. And they take their number one babyface and put her against the heel that everybody wants to be a babyface in the heel's hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for Rampage on Friday next week. What? Like, how stupid do you have to be? how incompetent and how little effort do you have to put in your women's division in a company to not see what a stupid idea this is? I don't care at this point about anyone saying that, oh, you know, Dustin and Kenny Omega are helping me a lot and like it backstage and all this other stuff. It's not showing. Because the women get a mandatory match every Dynamite that usually lasts 5 to 10 minutes. They get zero stories being told. The one match they did have on the card wasn't even for anything in AEW. It was for the NWA Women's Championship, which is fine. Put another women's match on the card, though. They've had one women's main event. One women's main event. I will give WWE this at least. At least the women can main event their goddamn shows. Women's wrestling, guys, is popping, and it is just as good as men's wrestling, and it can be better at some points, and it can be worse at some points, just like men's wrestling. Turns out, women are good at wrestling, too, and they have been for a really goddamn long time. And again, AEW, this company that has plenty of flaws, guys, continues not to put in any effort into their company, decides to book their number one babyface against their number one quote-unquote heel, who should be a babyface, in the heel's hometown, where you know she's going to get over, and Red Velvet is going to get booed out the building. And if the plan is to turn Red Velvet heel, that's stupid, because Red Velvet has natural babyface potential. Absolutely. She's got a very similar story to a Jungle Boy. So tell the story, and not in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and turn Britt Baker a face if that's what you're going to do. It's just stupid stuff, guys. It is stupid stuff. I'm so sick of women's wrestling being undermined and treated differently and not given nearly as much effort as men's wrestling on this card. I don't know. Maybe take all that effort you keep putting the Hardy Family Office or whatever their faction name is and give it to some women's storyline. You clearly know how to tell stories, considering you're telling one of the greatest stories of all time in wrestling right now between Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. Why don't you put just like, it doesn't even need to be that amount of effort. Here's a fun story, guys. So I used to sell plumbing supplies. Yes, I would sell like toilets and faucets and fancy kitchen sinks and all that stuff for a little while in my long storied history in the workforce at 23 years old. But yes, so I used to sell faucets and all that other stuff, right? And the company really liked me for some reason. I don't know how I got the job. I had no experience in plumbing. Zero. And I needed a job at the point, I guess. And I was sick of nannying, which is what I'm whatever, sick of nannying, and so I went to go sell plumbing supplies, and I put about 50% of my effort into that job, and that's being generous. I didn't like it there. I had to wear long sleeves all the time, because I have a sleeve of tattoos, and they wouldn't let me show my tattoos, and whatever else. It was annoying. It was frustrating. I didn't like the place. People in sales, depending on the people, obviously, not everybody in sales ever, but people in sales can be a little bit, like, just gossipy and whatever. The environment wasn't great, and so I didn't want to work there anymore. So I found a new job. After a little over a year, I found a new job, and they were going to pay me a little bit more than what I was getting paid at the plumbing supplies company, but you know what? I didn't care. I was just ready to get out. It didn't really necessarily matter about the money. When I told the plumbing supplies place I was leaving, they offered me, like they counter-offered me and offered to pay me more than my new job was going to pay me, which was a good pay raise, guys. It was a good pay raise. And I'm not saying that's all this to brag or sell you a toilet on this podcast or anything like that. I am saying this because imagine if I put 100% effort into that company, not just 50%. Imagine how good it could be. So all I'm asking, AEW, is put the amount of effort that I put into that plumbing job into your freaking AEW women's division. And maybe you might actually have women who can be draws because you've made them important. We, as wrestling fans, feel like things are important based on what we see. And so if the company takes somebody seriously, and I talked about this on the review show as well, if the company shows that they're taking somebody seriously, for example, a Jungle Boy, or even a Christian Cage, whoever else, right? If they show that they are taking somebody seriously and this is important, this person is important, pay attention to them, they're going to be a big star one day. Darby Allin. Then we automatically get invested in them. Not automatically, but almost automatically get invested in them. So when you show me that you don't care about your women's division, why am I going to care about your women's division? Why am I? It just makes no sense. And it's misogynistic and sexist. And yeah, guys, I'm calling. Here I am on the unofficial WWE podcast that Tony Khan is never going to listen to, but I'm calling him out. like there is absolutely some misogyny going on in that locker room backstage and those EVP things, like, because if there wasn't, we'd be getting way more important storylines being told in the women's division. We'd be getting way more time on TV for the women. And hopefully that changes with Rampage. I don't know, but I think they definitely deserve way more of a spotlight than they get on the Dynamite. So that's why this segment sucked. Britt Baker and Velvet also just felt not organic. It felt unnatural. It was uncomfortable. Didn't work. Did not work because it just made no sense. And it was lazy. It was lazy booking is what it was. And you could tell. And the crowd didn't make a sound throughout the entire thing. So that's your low for the week, guys. And let's start talking about some good stuff, because now I'm tired after ranting about that for a little while now. And let's run back over to Monday Night Raw, where I thought the match between between Riddle and Omos was actually really entertaining. I thought it made Omos look great because Matt Riddle is great. And that was really all I liked on Monday Night Raw. The main event was all right because Charlotte is incredible, but you guys know how I feel about this whole Nikki A.S.H. thing. Like, 50-50 booked, that's great. That your champion is 50-50 booked. It's almost worse than the way that the Brooklyn Karrion and Cross. I said for the most part I liked almost everything on NXT. I thought that Dakota Kai promo package segment thing was really good. Didn't save the angle. The turn last week still sucked. But it definitely, I think that was the official low for the week last week, if I remember correctly. Maybe not. But it was definitely, it definitely put some momentum behind something that felt, you know, dead in the water last week, so that was good. Really liked that main event, and I liked that even though Johnny Gargano won, they played off that, like, whole, you know, man gets to choose what a woman does, and then she just said, screw you, Johnny, I'm gonna go be with the man I love. I love that. I thought it was really, really good stuff. I love the Hangman Page, Kenny Omega stuff again, and excuse me, just Hangman Page, the Elite stuff on AEW this week. Again, you can go listen to the review show for more thoughts on that. And like I said before, I thought that Edge-Seth Rollins SummerSlam back and forth thing was really great, you know, at least for WWE standards.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I thought the match between Bianca Belair and Zelina Vega was like a solid B+, three-star match. But it was entertaining. It was just a little sloppy from points, but it made no sense also. But the actual work in the match was good. And Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin was great too. Just had Finn Balor beat the crap out of Corbin, you know, and that was great. Finn Balor does not look like the Finn Balor of old, so it's something to be excited about. As a big Finn Balor fan, guys, I was definitely happy to see him getting some spotlight. I don't know where they're going with this, considering the crowd is chanting Cena. I don't know. I hope Finn Balor doesn't end up getting fed to the wolves, but who knows. However, guys, your main event is going over to AEW again this week, and it is going to be the main event of AEW, which was Malakai Black versus Cody Rhodes. Honestly, guys, the post-match stuff, if you heard my review show, you know I wasn't so high on the post-match stuff, but I am separating that from this particularly, and I'm just talking about the actual match itself. The theme of the whole light versus darkness always is gonna like get me on board. I thought that was really well done. I thought it was interesting that Malakai Black was not nearly as over as a face as I thought he was gonna be. They did a good job as presenting him as a heel. So it wasn't, you know, all boos for Cody and all cheers for Malakai. Believe it or not, they don't have to pump in audio, you know, when the crowd is chanting Bray Wyatt and, or We Want Wyatt and CM Punk, and they have to pump in Goldberg chants because the entire crowd is booing Goldberg. I actually enjoy a show that lets the crowd cheer who they want and boo who they want and doesn't try to force fucking sound on them. I don't know, guys. I don't know if anybody else heard about that. It's just disgusting to me. I have no interest in watching WWE, the artificial crap it is at these days, or in these days. So, but yes, this, as I, again, totally sidetracked there. This main event was great. Starting with Malakai Black's entrance, I thought that was really great. A lot of stuff on Twitter about that. Cody Rhodes came out. I love that he gives his little weight belt to somebody every time. Again, anytime I'm like annoyed with Cody Rhodes, then he does something like that, and I'm like, oh, I love this guy. Similar like when John Cena goes and like hugs the Make-A-Wish kid or something like that. You're like booing him, and then you're like, oh, he's a really good dude. So yeah, I like that. The big match feel of the whole thing was really well done. They let it sit and gave a couple weeks to get build up anticipation to it. And guys, I mean, the minute that Malakai Black kicked Cody off the turnbuckle and he went through the table, I was like, what are they doing? They have way too much time left on this show. How is he going to get back from this? Turns out he doesn't. He comes back in the ring, Black Mass, boom, 1 foot on his chest, 1, 2, 3. I haven't seen a dominant victory like that since Brody Lee back in the TNT Championship match against Cody Rhodes. But honestly, this almost felt even more dominant. It was just, you know, clear what he was saying. Like, Malakai Black backed up what he was saying about, you know, he's like an old horse and somebody needed to put him down, and Malakai Black put Cody Rhodes down. So this definitely had me looking forward to it. It did not disappoint. I'm not talking about the end of the post-match crap, because I wasn't really as high on all of that. But the match itself was really awesome. And the Black Mass is absurd as a finisher. I think it's so cool. And the way that Malakai Black is able to pull it off. And they show that replay of it. He's kicking him in the face, guys. He is kicking him in the face. And I don't know how he pulls that off without hurting them, but he clearly does. So all good stuff here in this main event. And before we log off tonight, as you guys can tell, I'm a little bit under the weather today, so I appreciate you dealing with me and my somewhat hoarse voice, I assume. Speaking of putting down horses, ooh, speaking of voice cracks too, I guess. Yes, but before we close out tonight, I want to give you guys your random match recommendation of the week, which is none other than Wyatt Family versus The Shield at Elimination Chamber 2014, guys, because, you know, both these factions were hot at this time. All younger guys at this point, too. I'm, like, looking at a picture of it now. Dean Ambrose looks so young. Jon Moxley, obviously. These are guys we're probably never going to see again back together, obviously. We're never going to see back together again. And they really put on a really amazing match here. So, In homage to the man who was released this week, Bray Wyatt, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his first name. It's like Windeberg something. Anyways, yes, in homage to him, this match was definitely something to go back and watch. So that's your random match recommendation of the week, guys. And I know this was a little bit of a shorter show. I appreciate you guys sticking with me. I've been working 7 days a week, and I think it's getting to me. I'm a little under the weather. So that's all for this week, guys. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will talk to you next time.